ABC Radio Australia.
Papua New Guinea has deployed troops to the country's remote western border after reports of nearly 200 people crossed over from Indonesia following armed conflict. Tensions have escalated in Papua province over the past 2 weeks, including a shootout between Indonesia's military and rebel groups that killed one child and injured another. The chief of PNG's defence force says he'll be seeking answers on whether Indonesian forces crossed the border in pursuit of rebels. Mackenzie Smith reports.
The human rights group Amnesty International estimates around 180 people have fled over to Papua New Guinea in recent days to a remote district called Tumolbil, right on the border. Amnesty says they've been displaced after the shootout that took place in Intan Jaya Regency last Tuesday. Tensions have simmered in West Papua since it was annexed by Indonesia in 1969, and clashes frequently occur between independence fighters and state forces. The commander of PNG's defence force, Gilbert Toropo, says they've deployed 11 soldiers this week to assess the situation.
We go inside, so at the moment they are doing some assessment on the extent of the conflict on the other side.
Mr. Toropo says while he's yet to receive a detailed report, the soldiers will be finding out how many have crossed over and whether Indonesian soldiers were among them.
We will have to find out, you know, the extent on what other measures we need to take or any other non-government agencies need to take to address the refugees in Tumolbil.
He says he's concerned that conflict in Indonesia could affect PNG citizens, and he wants the two governments to sit down and discuss a way forward. The potential border crossing comes during a devastating surge in COVID-19 cases in PNG, where just over 3% of the population is fully vaccinated. The country reported 320 new cases on Tuesday, although the virus is thought to be spreading largely undetected with extremely low testing rates. Amnesty International researcher Ari Pramuditya says the recent conflict was the result of Indonesia's military retaliating after a soldier was injured by rebels.
According to our monitoring, when a shootout between the military and Papuan armed groups results in military casualties, security forces often seek out members of armed groups in nearby residential areas, which often results in civilian deaths. And that, yes, in that incident, two children were shot. One of the victims, a two-year-old child, was hit in the stomach. And photos obtained by Amnesty International show a bullet wound in the child's stomach, and even according to our local sources, he died in the following morning. So yes, the situation remains tense.
Mr. Pramuditya says more than 1,000 people have fled their homes in the past 2 weeks. He says many of these refugees are sick, and Amnesty International is calling on Indonesia's government to send support for them, including shelter. He says Indonesia's approach in the contested region isn't working.
It has been proven ineffective to solve the conflict in Papua. The government should try to reinvent another way, I think, more humanist approach to solve the conflict in Papua, because the militaristic approach has been implemented for many, many years, and it's not effective.
An Indonesian researcher based in Canberra, Hippolytos Wange, says border crossings between Indonesia and PNG aren't uncommon. But he says rebel groups pushing for West Papuan independence have been expanding in recent months, raising tensions.
One explanation is that they have acquired more sophisticated weapons, and also the armed resistance group has found another battleground that makes them more easy to attack the Indonesian security force. And they also can have a network to get weapons and other resources to launch their campaign against the military.
Mr. Wange says West Papuans displaced by violence are often then recruited by pro-independence fighter groups.
It's kind of a logical explanation, logical story. If you get abused or tortured by the military for many, many years, and to some points you will find a time to join the military, either because you don't have any supporting family or supporting friends that can help you to continue your life, or they find some sort of attraction to join the TPNPB.
Amnesty International says the Indonesian government should also investigate last week's shooting and ensure anyone responsible is brought to justice.
Mackenzie Smith reporting there.